The IU Opera Theater opens its 2010-2011 season with a delightful and thought-provoking production of Rossini's Il Barbiere di Siviglia, The Barber of Seville. It's sure to have audiences talking for weeks to come. See David Higgins' new sets and costumes vividly present the dramatic contrast between the stark gray emptiness inside Dr. Bartolo's mechanically ordered house and the wildly colorful abandon of Figaro's shop. The dress ranges from the blacks and grays of the doctor and his household to the colorful getup of Figaro, a band of gypsies that might be part of a 60s California rock band, and even a companionable lady with the eye patch of one of the villainesses of Kill Bill 2. Somewhat in between are the young lovers. Count Almaviva moves through disguises in casual student dress, drunken soldier regimentals, and the cassock of a music-teaching Franciscan before revealing himself in royal fashion. His beloved Rosina has fewer options, but she does alternate between gray and a warm pink. Both sets and costumes are at the service of stage director Nicholas Muni's desire to pit the chaotic modern features of Rossini's tale of independent businessman and young lover, triumphing over the conservative forces of entrenched old-style commercial and social arrangements. Dramatic styles ranged all the way from stand up and sing to a very complicated tour de farce for all involved closing that first act. Saturday night, Marco Stefani cut a nice figure as the love-struck count. Jason Eck was equally neat as the stiff schemer, the imperious Dr. Bartolo. Ashley Guida sang well as his apparently quite adaptable housemaid. Hirotaka Kato sang strongly as Rosina's music teacher and demon organist, Don Basilio. Nathaniel Brown was redoubtable as he led his madcap police force. John Ordonia was colorful, witty, and genuinely funny as the wily barber. Angela Clock is the single Rosina of the production, and her singing is a reward for both Friday and Saturday nighters. Conductor Arthur Fagan has carefully tailored his orchestra's playing to the production. The sound has the detail and warm richness of corduroy rather than the precision of colder, polished cotton, and the tailoring made for a custom fit. I'd like to step outside my usual role here to make a suggestion to the opera theater. Recruit a claque. No, I don't want a group that overly rewards or ignores particular singers. There was plenty to appreciate on Saturday night, and the audience was clearly appreciative. But the juice of a potent vocal ending seemed to evaporate a bit as people politely waited, while music that Rossini meant to be drowned out by applause drew to its own close. A nicely spaced bunch of ringers could be just the thing to jumpstart the clapping. The IU Opera Theater's production of Il Barbiere di Siviglia has final performances Friday the 1st and Saturday the 2nd in the Musical Arts Center. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.